party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Hello and welcome to Yip Jump Music. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I can almost say it without looking at it at this point, but it's really not working out for me sometimes. We have a guest in the station today of this very Christmas time, Christmas appropriate episode.
Hello everyone, Jason Evers here.
Jason Evers is here. So we came together in the season of giving to construct a holiday wintertime playlist, for y'all tonight. Now Jason, you're a fan of Christmas music.
I'd say I'm a very big advocate for Christmas music.
What is so special in the season of giving and of laughter and love? What is so special about Christmas music specifically to you?
Christmas music, I think, invokes a very important feeling of home and nostalgia in all of us. I think that these effects can be scientifically researched and proven. And I think that this quality makes it the purest form of music.
I agree with that sentiment, and I also just want to say that you have a really beautiful radio. It's like almost like it's like an Ira Glass. Like this is like I'm on NPR right now. Well, I feel the fresh air, the snowy air, and I'm about to learn about the medical benefits of listening to Christmas music.
Well, thank you very much, Georgia.
See, now that I've said that, it's just going to be a bit. But
back to you. Yeah.
Thank you. Back to us in the studio here at Yip Jump Music. So yeah, that's what we're gonna get into. We have a collaborative playlist that I'm playing this. I'm gonna play this first song, and then I'm just gonna shuffle it. We have all ends of the spectrum. We have new covers of old classics. We have new classics. We have the old classics. They're all mixed in there together. We do have Last Christmas, so if you're playing Whamageddon,
sorry,
change the station. But actually, don't, because we might not get to it.
And we love you.
Who knows? It's a great song, so I don't know why you would try to avoid it.
It's true.
But we're gonna start off today with a non-Christmas song, but one that I just had to play it. I know everybody's gonna be playing songs from this composer in the coming weeks, but this is a track from the. Actually, technically from the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack, but composed by Angelo Badalamenti, who I have played on the show before, passed away today. Very sad, very influential, amazing composer. Yeah, I mean, Twin Peaks is one of my favorite shows, so huge fan of his work. Last year, when it snowed for the first time, or like the big blizzard for the first time, I remember putting on the Twin Peaks soundtrack vinyl that I have. That was just the only thing that I wanted to listen to, like, as the snow was falling. So we're going to start off with The Nightingale, composed by Angelo Badalamenti, lyrics by David Lynch, performed by Julie Cruz. We're going to move into Christmas for the rest of the hour. But please enjoy. This is The Nightingale.
Thank you.
To bring all thoughts to destroy.
Thank you.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Oh, what are you doing, New
back with a little vocal break. Thank you to all of you listening at home. I do want to apologize for a freaking Amber Alert going off. That was so humiliating. But I try to be professional about it. My 6-year-old MacBook Air was not cooperating with me in that moment. But you know what? No one really cares about that because we're here to learn about something really important. And Jason's going to illuminate a safety topic for us with a PSA. Jason, take it away.
Hey, everyone. So as someone who is waiting for his landlord to fix the heat in my room, I've been thinking of getting a space heater for the holidays. And space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I feel really illuminated right now.
I do too.
On the topic of space heaters. I think I might have read that PSA before, but one thing that I like about it is that I learn a lot every time I read it or hear it. And also the little picture.
Yes.
Says, what does it say?
It says, I'm so happy when I have bacon to share, and it is a space heater throwing slices of cooked bacon all about a room.
Right. And I think it's interesting because in the PSA they don't say anything about not cooking bacon on your space heater.
You shouldn't. It'll make it smell very bad.
Yeah, I feel like it would smell very bad. But you could try it. Maybe. Don't try it. That's outside of the PSA jurisdiction.
Yes.
Jurisdiction, so we're not telling you to do that. Do not try this at home. So, the past half of the show, we're just at the halfway mark now. A lot of that, you know, it's a good mix. We have a good mix. Some of that Bright Eyes, Sufjan Stevens, that was more Jason's selection. Would you like to talk about any of those songs you chose? We were talking about the Bright Eyes record quite a bit. I don't know if you wanted to share anything else.
Yeah, so I think Christmas music is very powerful because it can encapsulate a whole range of emotions. I think people are very accustomed to traditional sounding, upbeat, jolly Christmas music, but winter is also a time for remembrance and being in tune with yourself. And I think that the Bright Eyes and Sufjan Christmas albums do a very good job of allowing you to be in touch with maybe a bit of longing, a bit of sadness, but also a bit of joy for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like, you know, I'm one to try to keep it light usually and try to keep it, you know, not too just desperately sad in my radio hours, but I think it is an appropriate time of year to kind of reflect on that. And especially, like, I mean, I love Bright Eyes, especially with that Sufjan record, though. I feel like he really hits the high highs and the low lows of, like, everything Christmas.
Right.
But you know how I feel about that record. I could go on. I literally have written essays on that record.
Yes.
But yeah, we had, sorry, Whamageddon Lost. Sorry if you were tuning in.
Sorry, guys.
Another, like, sad song, but it's just so good. It's just so, like, groovy.
It's a groove, yes.
Yeah, it's a groove.
I could get up and dance.
Yeah. Ginger Root, Linus and Lucy. I want to credit my friend Alyssa for sending that to me earlier in this week. And I was like, this is the best thing that I've ever heard. It has to go on.
It sounds like
playlist.
Your national anthem, personally.
Standing for the Yip Jump Music National
Absolutely.
Anthem. That's going to be my new intro. Sorry, hi, Lumergia and the Walias. We're going to Ginger Root now. And then we closed out that first half with Ella Fitzgerald, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? I love that song so much because I feel like we don't get a lot of New Year's Eve music.
I agree.
I can think of, like, maybe four songs that have to do with New Year's Eve.
Auld Lang Syne? That doesn't even have to do with Christmas Eve.
It kind of does. That actually is a good one. I considered putting the Sufjan. I've played the Sufjan Auld Lang Syne on my radio show before. I was thinking about New Year's Eve recording by Sidney Gish and... there's another one that I've already, it walked into my mind and then it walked out. Isn't there an Arctic Monkeys song about New Year's Eve?
I couldn't tell you, unfortunately.
I feel like a fake fan because I think there is, or he, like, mentions New Year's Eve. I don't know. We should play more music, shouldn't we?
We should.
Do you have anything else you would like to say about this first half of the music?
I'd like to say I appreciate Georgia for the opportunity to bring me on. I love Georgia's taste in Christmas music. It's always a good, upbeat time. I think my Christmas music is more in line with the seasonally affected.
The SAD, seasonally affected disorders.
Yes.
Disorderists. Those with the disorders. That would be a good band name.
That
the
is
disorderists.
A good name, yeah.
No association with the Decemberists.
No, none.
No Decemberists on this playlist.
No.
I personally am a Decemberist. My birthday is in December, which I'm assuming that's what they mean. They
I'm a Mayist.
You're a Mayist?
I'm a Mayo.
You're a Mayo. Delicious. Anyway, we're just gonna get right back into it with the Beach Boys. This is Little Saint Nick.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saint.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's
and hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Remember dreaming. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Yeah. Sabbath as it happened. Snow is falling in Manhattan. If it looks like it might be a bad one, good caretaker springs to action. Salts the stoop and scoops the cat in. Tests an icy patch for traction. Snow, snow. Sign of soon subsiding, drifting deeply down in Brooklyn. So much joy in merely looking. Inside he's got a fire crackling, and on the couch beneath the napkin lies an old friend he just took in. Seeking shelter from the cold wind.
reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a girl child, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wet. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet.
Beautiful, beautiful. That was Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry.
Also.
Why, you don't even need to explain that last song, because it's just so dang good. But, you know, we had some Purple Mountains, we had Low, more Sufjan, Smashing Pumpkins, Sound of Series. Beach Boys. Just a great half hour of music. We turned off the lights in the studio, because we have these fairy lights now. So we're kind of sitting in this winter wonderland of our own creation, looking out over the snow that fell last night.
It almost feels like it's snowing indoors.
Yeah, in a very beautiful way, it feels like it's snowing indoors. In the sense that we're very warm and not wet.
Yes.
But we get to feel the energy of the snow without the physical snow being present.
Mm-hmm.
It's so metaphorical. This has all been a metaphor on Yip Jump Music, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to this last hour of Christmas holiday time tunes. Thank you to Jason for coming on my show and collabing with me. I was very excited to have the King of Christmas on my radio show.
Well, thank you very much, Georgia. It's been an honor.
It's been an honor. We've been blessed to have you in our studio today.
I love having
new people who haven't been to WMFO ever. And when they show up, it's always like, it's like a kid in a candy store. It's like, what is happening right now? It's really great. That was the best Christmas gift that I could have asked for today.
Yeah.
This is also my last Yip Jump of the semester. So signing off after this last song tonight, and we'll see you come the new year. New year, new me. Literally, I will be 1 year older, technically. So it's very exciting. And going to play this last song that we kind of teased earlier in certain online channels that I really don't want to say like where we teased it, because it's just embarrassing to announce to the world. But any last words, Jason?
Well, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
That's the way it has to end.
Yes.
Here's the Ramones.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with